And I am here in studio for a conversation about mosquitoes, how perfect for a wet and muggy day. And with me is Erin Morrill. She's the community liaison with the Plymouth County Mosquito Control Project. That's a very big title, and you brought a lot of really good information here. And welcome, and is it my imagination, or does it seem like there's more mosquitoes around this year? I feel like I think that every year.
Oh, first of all, I want to thank you, Christine, for inviting us on here and to get public awareness and community awareness out there. We're getting that question a lot. I think it has to do with we had a very wet spring, and as you know, any type of standing water is what attracts a female mosquito, and due to the humid weather, where they female mosquito will lay eggs, and this starts the whole life cycle. Which I try to go out and give educational presentations mm-hmm. to make everyone aware of this, where you can also, not only do we do mosquito control, but you can assist in your own properties for yourself and your families to reduce the population of mosquitoes just by sort of observing your surroundings and draining, dumping any type of standing water that you have out there.
You know, it was interesting when we were talking off air a little bit, you mentioned that. I had no idea about what a big deal that is about the standing water. One, how quickly the life cycle is of a mosquito and how quickly they can lay eggs and reproduce. It's not months, it's a matter of days.
Exactly. If all the elements are just right, we have the warmth when the sun comes out. And again, I want to emphasize, it's only female mosquitoes bite.
That's right, blame the females.
Because the females need blood to produce the protein to produce eggs to hatch. And then we go through the life cycle where the eggs hatch, we go to the larvae, or the larvae, mm-hmm. Plural, to the pupa, which we're developing into an adult mosquito. And so if we can work together at this mm-hmm. stage and try to prevent this cycle from happening at an immature age, we can reduce the population of mosquitoes, reduce pesticide use, reduce the risk of mosquito-borne diseases, and reduce being bitten by mosquitoes just by eliminating mm-hmm. Standing water.
And you know, it's interesting with the Plymouth County Mosquito Control Project, you are really a partner in helping people do this because you have a number of different services, which I was not even aware of all the services. Now, one, I know if you make the request, you will come out and do the spray, but you can, I thought it was just one and done, but they'll do it more than that.
Exactly. And I have to tell you, you can go onto our website, which is plymouthmosquito.org, which has excellent resources that you will find out the many services available, and the good thing about it, no cost.
Wow.
They're free, which I don't think a lot of the communities are aware of that. And number one, you mentioned it, Christine, about sprays. Yes, you can call our office for a spray, and you can either call, fax, there's a form online, or you can mail it in, or you could bring it into our office. And each time that you like a spray, and I want to emphasize, the spray that you will get, it's not preventive, but it will kill adult mosquitoes mm-hmm. at that present time. For instance, if you were having a big event, or you know you were going to be sitting out, it's going to do the job it can for
right.
you. And the reason that they come out, now they will send you an email to confirm, and they will come out at like perhaps 2 o'clock in the morning, a truck, and you mm-hmm. won't hear it. That people tell me you never hear it.
Okay.
But that it's an ultra low volume spray that's on the back of the truck that goes out 300 feet, and it will only hit those mosquitoes, and more or less it's almost like a mist and disintegrates. So it's not going to hurt any type of other type of bugs or bees that I know
like
people
the pollinators.
Right, that you worry about.
Okay, that's good.
But each time you have to call each time that you want a spray. And that's correct. There are 8 sprays that are allowed each season.
That's awesome, and I like the fact that it doesn't harm the bees or the pollinators because it is in those dawn hours, and I know mosquitoes are, that's that dawn to dusk when, between dusk and dawn when they come out.
Correct. That's when mosquitoes like to come out and be active at night, and that's looking
for
blood, looking to bite me. We want to be out in the dusk. So we tried this. I'll get into some of the preventive measures that you can try to help yourself with.
Well, it was interesting. Standing water, you know, it's not good because that's where they breed. But the Plymouth County Mosquito Control Project also has a few other services I was not aware of. Tire removal and water check. Could you explain that a little bit?
Exactly. Water check. We hear from a lot of people, sometimes they do everything they possibly can to get rid of the standing water in their areas, or they live near wetlands or a marsh or some sort of a stream. You can call up and we can send out a field tech that will assess your situation and perhaps do what they call a dip sort of test to see if there's any larvae in there. And they can treat that at this stage, which in an immature stage before we have a population of mosquitoes, which is really, really helpful. That's a great resource to have. And when they come out to your home, they'll also leave something at your door to let you know that they were there to assess your situation.
Okay.
And the other one, tire, I have never seen so many people that have extra tires, perhaps, that they leave in the back sometimes of their properties. And let me tell you, tires are big breeders of mosquitoes.
Is it because it's a good kind of like a gully or a container for that water and they can get in there?
Exactly. And especially with the warm, humid weather, like the tire itself will heat up and the warmth and the water is just sort
mosquito
of just sitting
hot tub.
There holding it. Exactly.
Oh.
So right now, we are not taking requests for that till September due to all the requests we have for sprays.
Okay.
But come the fall, you can call and you can have them come out. And that's also free, no cost.
Wow. And that's 781-585-5450 is the number for Plymouth County Mosquito Control Project. And plymouthmosquito.org is the website. You can find all this information we're talking about. Okay, we've talked about prevention, the life cycle, all that exciting stuff, everything you always wanted to know about mosquitoes and more. What about repellents? Does it really matter what you spray, and does it matter what you wear?
It does, and that's an excellent question you just asked. Repellents are a safety prevention for you, and we recommend that anyone that you choose, it's not the cost, it's not the kind, but what you need to do is check on the back, the label, that is EPA registered.
Okay.
And that way you know that it's been tested, it's been effective, and we say, I stress, to read the directions and the label and apply accordingly.
Mm-hmm. What about clothing? Does it make a difference? Long sleeve, dark clothes, light clothes, what works?
And exactly. Sort of do your homework. If you know you're going to be out at an event where perhaps there will be mosquito activity, we suggest that you wear light colored flowing almost clothing, or if you're out in the hot sun, maybe a hat, because there are day biting mosquitoes. People think sometimes they're not out. So you should always prevent that. And so EPA, the four that are recommended is DEET, Picaridin, oil of lemon eucalyptus, and IR3535, which a lot of you probably will remember from Avon Skin So Soft.
Oh,
and then
yes.
That's what that is.
So that wasn't an urban myth then. It really must have worked a little bit. Okay.
Exactly.
I just heard that. Now, you know, it's interesting. If you do all this stuff, you do the prevention, you do the clothing, and we're all doing it because, A, nobody wants to get bitten, but some mosquitoes carry some pretty serious illnesses. West Nile, Eastern equine encephalitis. Now, that's something that the state is always checking for, and they have, a system of traps in special places where they monitor what's going on.
We do. We have what they call a surveillance program, and what that is all about is we have an entomologist that will take a collection of mosquitoes weekly, and these are sent to the Department of Public Health, and they are tested to see if there's any type of detection of mosquito-borne diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And if that should happen, DPH works with our department, and there would be guidance that would be given to the community awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to understand that not all mosquitoes carry diseases, and not all mosquitoes bite. So it's important that they do this type of testing so that we are sort of a step ahead of it.
See, I'm checking for
prevention.
I'm checking for mosquitoes right now. Yep. Again, that number, Plymouth County Mosquito Control Project, if you're in Plymouth County, 781-585-5450. You can do the standing water check. You can get your property sprayed. Check out their website. That has all this information, plymouthmosquito.org. And anything else I didn't ask you about that people need to know about what you folks do with Plymouth Mosquito Control Project?
Well, I want to let you know there's 52 species of mosquitoes in Massachusetts, so that's
why
that's why I wanted to let you know that not all mosquitoes bite and not all mosquitoes carry diseases, but we are always on top of that and looking out for that reason. Oh. And in the world, there's 2,700 mosquitoes worldwide.
You know what? They don't even know that answer on Jeopardy.
So I thought I'd throw that
That's
out there.
Good. Those are some good, scary numbers, and you brought a lot of good information, which people can access on your website, plymouthmosquito.org. You can call for that spray or standing water request, 781-585-5450. Erin, anything else you want to add?
I just want to bring it to the attention, too. If any of the towns, the agencies out there are interested in an educational presentation, that is my role, to bring out community awareness, to try to help you learn to prevent yourself from being bit by mosquitoes, lessen mosquito-borne diseases, and pesticide use. So I go out to the local schools, I go to libraries, I go to council on aging, Board of Health's health and wellness fairs have been very receptive, and we've had a lot of traffic come by. So we're really trying to get the word out there to help everyone to have a safe and fun summer.
Absolutely. And you brought a wealth of information. Again, that was Erin Morrill. She's the community liaison with the Plymouth County Mosquito Control Project. We're going to get this interview up online, too, so people can listen. Again, we appreciate you joining us today. I feel like I'm ready to go home and dump all the water that I know I've gotten plant saucers on my deck. Thanks so much for joining us today, Erin.
Okay. Can I say one other
thing? Sure.
When the standing water, I also ask that you look out for any type of toys that you have outside and tip those over, like children's toys, pails, barrels, containers that you have. But when you tip them over, make sure they stay tipped over. Just that little bit of water, if you keep it the other way, could, on a hot summer day, could attract a female mosquito to lay eggs.
Some good rules to live by. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.